But this grasping of the sun and his and his essential glory, if we use that term, or personal glory, and his acquired glory, have a moral change on us right now. And this is the thing, is that technology have a change and do produce a change in people. And I tell you, some are hooked. Well, we could be hooked also on the scriptures. Yet they addicted themselves to the word of God. I tell you, that sounds so wonderful. But the fact is that in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, we are changed from glory to glory as we behold his acquired glory. But then God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give us the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Is to see God has communicated, but it have its moral effect upon us right now.
Another thing we can do is to learn from the lifestyle of, as you just read down that line, it came back to me, the lifestyle of so many who use the technology again and again. You wake up in the morning and your mind goes towards your little gadget and you ask yourself, I wonder who has just sent me something. And you turn it on in expectation to look, to see, to read, to get back in touch with those who were trying to get in touch with you while you were asleep. And really, we should ask ourselves, do we rise in the morning also to hear what God wants to say to us with that excitement and that enthusiasm to hear from him? And you see some of the practices of people, they're driving, and bad practices sometimes, and some would have two cell phones, some would have one, and they're driving and looking at one, the next, they're trying to text, they're trying to talk, they're trying to do every single thing, and, you know, crazy, dangerous, but again, they are into it, they want to keep in touch, and what a lesson there is for us. Do we want to keep in touch with God? Is there the same enthusiasm? Is there the same commitment? Is there the same exercise and interest to hear from him moment by moment? God's heart is full. That's why he's sharing Christ with us. It wasn't that he just chose to say, here is something. God's heart was full and he wanted to share what he enjoyed with us.
Yeah, I had a similar thought in relation to what you just shared in relation to the want or the desire. And we heard in the lecture that the Lord Jesus was the best for less. He came at no price, at free for us. But in order for us to build a relationship, in order for us to communicate with him, there is a cost. And we're told that in Luke chapter 28, this is in relation to discipleship, 14. So I know that the interpretation of this specific passage is in relation to discipleship, which is also connected to our communication with him, because we can't follow him unless we know him, we hear from him, and we understand what he wants us to do. So Luke 14:28, for which of you intending to build a tower sits not down first and counts the cost, whether he be have sufficient to finish it? So there's a cost. There is a cost associated with communication, with building a relationship with the Lord Jesus, to having that change happen in our life. As Brother Brian was saying earlier in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, if that change is going to happen, it's got to come at a cost. You either pick up your phone or you pick up your Bible. You either go read something on your tablet or you read an article in relation to scripture or some passage or something like that. It comes at a cost. Communication comes at a cost. You know, recently Amanda bought me a book on how to be a better husband. Well, she bought one for herself too on how to be a better wife, but she wants us to read it together. So she wants us to read this book together. One for the husband, one for the wife. And a lot of the books of the book is centered around communication and how important it is that I have to put the effort and the time to read this book, to read the scripture, to allow myself, allow the Lord to work in me to be a better husband, to communicate better. And it's the same way. We have to put time and effort, either early in the morning, late at night, whatever time you know is suitable for you, to put the time, because there's a cost associated to building that kind of relationship and to build that kind of communication.
Another good point is the whole point of who is seeking to communicate with us. You know, there's some who communicate with us in email, with voicemail and so on, and a lot of it is, some of it is junk. We just ignore that. There's no value to it. But that's the beauty of Hebrews. And the first word in Hebrews, God. We need to recognize who is the speaker, who is the communicator, and to give the highest attention. That's the appeal to chapter 2. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? If we recognize who is speaking, then we need to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. So it is who is speaking. Forget Brother Sam. And I'm free to say forget Brother Brian. And forget Brother Verl. Whoever else speaks. And let us recognize. Let's look beyond instruments. And let us recognize the source of this communication. And give the highest place. You know, we flag messages. And we give them priorities and so on and so forth. Let's give God the highest priority of that communication in our lives all the time.
But as was made mention, there are some dangers. And they are mentioned also in the book of Hebrews. Mm-hmm. The danger of neglecting who is speaking. The danger of unbelief. The danger of not growing, and the danger of growing of drawing back. And you find, yes, we are using illustrations in relation to modern technology. And I could remember, it was Sam's brother David had a cell phone. And one of his ex-students said to him, "Teacher, where are you going with that phone boot?" Because it was so outdated. You know, the fact remains that the person who speaks in the book of Hebrews, we cannot neglect. We cannot neglect so great salvation. There we ought to give the more earnest heed, because the speaker is the Son. But to have this unbelieving spirit, some of us are going to die in the wilderness. We will never know the joy of entering into the full mind of God and enjoying God's full communication in the Son. The children of Israel, they died in the wilderness. They never went into the land. And there are some who are the Lord's who will never know. Go into the land experientially and enjoy God's mind and full communication for us. Indeed, in the Son. And likewise, to come to a point where there's no maturity. I just love my old cell phone. Okay? It's no maturity. And the fact is that we need to grow. We need to grow to understand, to see what God has brought us into, His communication. And when we get there, please, don't go back to the things that they wanted to go back to. Let's move on.